FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Health Department has urged South Africans not to be fooled by fake news on social media, advising people to wear face masks due to a COVID-19 Omicron variant doing the rounds. The department's Sandile Shabalala says the message is fake and first surfaced during the peak of the pandemic. He says COVID-19 remains present in South Africa at relatively low levels, just like in other parts of the world. At the same time, Shabalala says the country is entering influenza season and people are advised to get vaccinated. He says those with compromised immune systems need to be extra careful.
There are three viruses currently that are around or abound. One is called the respiratory syncytial virus. The other one is the influenza virus, the flu virus. Then the third one is the COVID virus. If you have HIV and is uncontrolled, if you've got chronic diseases, let me put it like that, and they are uncontrolled, your chance of having these flus or viruses compromising you to the level of dying are higher.
Shabalala says these viruses can spread to other organs in the body.
So we have seen in the past that the influenza or flu that people get to be infected with gets to be very severe, such that sometimes it complicates and starts to affect the lungs and the breathing, and people need a lot of care, including ICU care.
Well, overseas, a man is suing AstraZeneca, claiming he became brain damaged days after getting the COVID vaccine. Jamie Scott says he was in a coma for a month in April 2021. But the British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant denies his allegations that it exaggerated the jab's effectiveness and downplayed the risks. Medical director Dr. Nikita Kanani has told Sky News extreme side effects from vaccines are rare.
We've seen that the very vast majority of vaccinations have been truly incredibly well received. This was the reason that we're back to doing the things that we love in a way that I don't think many of us imagined in 2020.
Etegwini Mayor Mxolisi Gaunda should start delivering the State of the City address shortly. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu is at the Durban ICC and has been keeping an eye on the build-up to the speech.
Mayor Kaunda entered the venue a short while ago and is preparing to take the podium. Over the last hour, councillors and dignitaries have been trickling to their seat. Some of the councillors are not here as the IFP is boycotting the address. Meanwhile, members of the DA have been picketing outside the ICC, saying they don't support the budget which will be tabled by Mayor Kaunda. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch, Durban ICC.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Thomas Tuchel says his side are ready to fight for that spot in the Champions League final when Bayern take on Real Madrid tonight. Ortniel Bartman and Ryan Rickelton included in the Proteas T20 World Cup squad. And Rishabh Pant makes a return to India's side for the T20 World Cup.